This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You ready for seven, Keith?
Oh, of course I am. Of course I am. I've been ready. Seven in a row.
Seven!
I mean,
this thing may never end.
That button's getting a workout today,
I
can tell
you. Today's the day for it. Seven straight.
Siete.
Seven!
Sank?
Yeah, you're out after Siete, huh?
Yeah, I think Siete was about all
that's
I had
good.
There. Yeah. Pretty good, though.
That's good.
Nice little win streak for the Reds. That's a good win
rolling.
Last night.
Hottest team in all of baseball, Jones.
They remain the hottest team. Yep. They've won more games or more games above 500 than they've ever been all
year.
But a nice win. That's a good win last night.
How do you like being alone in the wild card, too?
You
are
nice.
A playoff team. If the season ended today, Jones, they are a playoff team. 95 games into the season, they are in the playoffs. Yeah, that's pretty good. And it looked like for a time the winning streak might come to an end. You had Walker Buehler on the mound, who ended up being all right.
Yeah, but
no. No, I know. But like watching it in real time, you're like, ugh.
You look at this guy. Correct. You look at the line score, you go, oh.
Yeah.
Quality start.
Right.
Three runs, six innings.
No.
He walked more guys than he struck out. Cora never should have gone back to him in the sixth inning. Like, that was bonehead. I give Will a ton of credit. The second Buehler came back out, Will's like, huh? Not really sure I'd do that.
Yeah.
And first pitch, boom, common arrow, makes it a 3-1 game. I kind of felt like Cora was giving up on the game, quite frankly.
Which he's done before.
He definitely has.
He's done in the past.
They were warming up who in the bullpen at one point. I'm like, Cora is about to quit on this game. They're finally playing a real team, real stakes, real game at Fenway Park.
Yeah.
And Cora's about to mail it in, is what I thought. I was wrong.
Yep.
Turns out
Kevin
Cash mailed it in even more. On the other side, this reliever they brought in the seventh, Brian Baker, they just traded for him from Baltimore. Guy couldn't find the strike zone.
Wow.
Started giving up hits, and Cash just left him out there. So I think Cash was the one who kind of gave up on the game.
Yeah, because Bradley was only at 88 pitches. The Rays literally lost a World Series years ago because they were worried about their pitcher going too many innings.
And so, Bradley was cruising.
Yeah, no, he was pitching well. And the Red Sox had, even throughout the whole game, like no hits. Bradley gave up two hits the whole game. Did walk a couple of guys, but still, he was dominating. You're like, all right. You're thinking the Red Sox aren't going to win every single game, so this is going to be one that they lose. And they find themselves trailing in the seventh inning, and then boom. Turn things around, bottom of the seventh, and then hang on to the win. Bullpen, once again, really solid for him.
So, not only that, and the bullpen was great. You know, Whitlock comes in clean. Chapman comes in relatively clean. He's been dominant all year.
Yeah.
They wind up winning the game. I've been told they don't beat good teams.
They've beaten the Rays several times this year. In fact, they are now, 3-1 against the Rays?
It's only one game.
Yep.
In this four-game series, but that's
5-2. They're 5-2 this season against the Rays. Sorry, but 5-2.
There's a check mark against a good quality team. This is not the Rockies. I don't want to hear this anymore.
No.
This is not the Nationals. Now we're into real teams.
It's a playoff team.
Wins are real wins now. They're no longer fake wins or whatever people were trying to do with the team.
Yeah, no, they all count.
As they've won seven in a row, they're five games over 500. But who comes through last night? Marcelo Meyer, who we were fearful was going to get sent down.
A little nervous, just the way Breslow talked about it. And then we had Bradford on yesterday, and he was thinking that could be a very real possibility. And it just felt like it shouldn't be. I know he's not hitting the cover off the ball, but there's so much more possibility with him at the plate. Plus, I think he's going to be pretty good defensively, no matter what position you play him at. And, yeah, he comes through with a massive – I mean, they only had four hits in the game, and he had one of them, and it was one of the two biggest hits of the game.
So Cora sticks with him in that spot. I give Cora credit for this. Story and Gonzalez had walked. Again, this Baker kid who they just traded for earlier in the day couldn't find the zone.
Just missing.
And so Meyer is up there, first and second, nobody out. Huge spot. Cora sticks with him. He comes through. Second and third, next batter, Seydon Rafaela knocks home two. And you're up 4-3. That's your final margin. So,
but Rafaela, if a guy gets hurt in the next 2 days, he's going to be like an all-star replacement. He's been like that hot. We were talking about how he has the best center field WAR in the American League and the second best in all of baseball. Jeff Passan had that story yesterday where he's just kind of going through the notes on the Red Sox, and just as matter of fact, said Seydon Rafaela one of the best center fielders in baseball.
Stop.
Like, that happened like fast.
Period. End of sentence. Just like that full stop. That was the sentence.
I mean, a month ago, we were like, maybe he can play him at second base. And now it's like, no, he's one of the best center fielders in the game. And he's coming up with hits. He's got some power. He's got like a little bit of clutch to him. It was funny. Last year, same thing. Last year, you remember, he came up a lot with runners on, and he knocked him in. He had a bunch of RBIs last year, playing all different positions every single night. Now it's going to be a lot easier for him. Remember, he'd go from short to center in the same game, let alone the same series. And now they're like, hey, you take care of center field. And I think it's allowed him to be a little bit more comfortable at the plate, too.
So we're going to have Meyer, it feels like, remaining on the big club.
Yes.
David Hamilton, option down to the Woo Sox. That was reported by Chris Cotillo last night. Has that been official? The Red Sox haven't announced that yet, right? But that was the report last night from Cotillo. Maybe it's official by now, and I missed it. Hamilton out, Meyer staying, Bregman on the way back, Dobbins on the way back. I think they sent out Isaiah Campbell, who was warming up.
Yeah.
Wow, people are like, oh, you thought Cora was waving the white flag? Yeah, I did. He brought out Buehler for the sixth, and they started warming up Isaiah Campbell. I'm like, he's about to quit on this game.
Here comes Isaiah Campbell.
So, yeah, I thought he was about to wave the white
flag. I don't think the Red Sox have issued a release yet. I don't know what they're waiting for, because they haven't officially activated Bregman yet, but he's likely in the lineup tonight.
They don't need
to. They probably hit the wire in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Say it again.
They probably hit the transaction wire in the afternoon.
Yeah, and look, they don't need to do anything until before the game. Cotillo's a good reporter. I'm sure he's right. I was just making the point that I don't think it's official yet, but all indications are Hamilton, Campbell out, Bregman, Dobbins back, Red Sox getting some reinforcements. They're going to need more. It's not an excuse not to do anything at the trade deadline, but you're finally getting the guy back, Alex Bregman, who's the whole reason why Rafael Devers is gone in the first place. The whole reason that Devers pitched a fit, the whole reason Devers is expendable. Bregman is back. He's going to play in, Cora said yesterday, two games this weekend. So I don't know if you're going to get him on Saturday, Keith, when you go.
I know. But I'm getting Garrett Crochet, so I'll take that trade-off.
Yeah, it's a good.
I'll let Bregman. Maybe Bregman pinch hits or something.
That's what I was just going to say. Maybe you get a Bregman a pinch hit there. Yeah, yeah.
Bregman walk-off.
Something like that.
After a gem by Crochet. That's what I'm signing up for tomorrow.
But I'm assuming what you get is you get Bregman tonight, maybe as a DH. You get Bregman again on Sunday, and then, he gets the day off on Saturday. In between, you ease him back in, and then he's ready to go for Cubs, Phillies, Dodgers coming out of the break, which
it's still ahead of schedule, too, because a lot of the talk when he first went down was, all right, this is an injury that he had a few years ago. He missed all these games. Put him after the All-Star break. That's what everybody sort of assumed, like, oh, at the best, after the All-Star break. Well, if he ends up playing a couple of games before the All-Star break, all the while the team is on an absolute roll right now. That's great. And I'm excited to see what the lineups look like when he's in there. They're going to be pretty good, I think. I mean, right now you have the benefit of a bunch of guys maybe swinging it a little bit better than what they might normally be, like above their season averages, but between, Rafaela and Story and whatever else. But, yeah, I think if you go Duran, Anthony, Bregman at the top of your lineup, pretty good.
Legit.
And that kind of pushes everybody down a little bit. And even guys like Meyer and Rafaela at the bottom of your lineup, it's pretty scrappy. Like, and a little bit of pop there. So, yeah, it's good stuff.
You can discuss all day long here on Jones and Keefe, 617-779-7937. Starting Red Sox. We'll mix in some Patriots thoughts as well. Whole lot of items on the program today.
Sure.
Top five Friday, Keith, coming your way at 10:45. So what's that? A little over a half an hour from now.
Yes.
Superman is released today, correct?
That's right. Superman in theaters.
Or was it? Did it come out late last
night? Yeah, kind of technically.
It's out.
Yeah, Thursday night they release everything now. It used to be Friday releases. But yeah, it's in theaters now. Currently.
So you could go when you're done listening to Jones
at 2 o'clock. Go see a 2 o'clock showing.
You could go check it out. We are going to tier off our top five superheroes.
This is the most difficult thing I've ever done.
It was pretty easy for me. I'm not going to lie. I did not put as much thought into this one as I normally have to do. This was pretty quick.
Hemming and hawing. There's a lot of rough drafts. I had to delete stuff. A lot of real tough omissions. Because, you know me, best versus favorite. Also, to me, usually means the same thing.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, yeah. I don't understand why you're drawing a line there.
No, I usually don't. But then some people would argue, like, is this guy really better? Or this gal, perhaps? So anyway, I'm looking forward to sharing my list. And I know there's going to be a lot of ridicule to follow.
Well, I imagine yours, because you're the expert. I imagine you're going to get some ridicule.
I will.
No expectations out of my list.
There's going to be some pushback because there's some big names that are not on the list.
Okay.
People are going to be like, how dare you have this person above this person?
Okay, so go nowhere. That
it's
comes
be a
your
big
way.
Fight.
At 10:45, we got the Friday 4-pack at 11:30. I'm also told, and I don't think this is even going to make it till 12:45.
It can't.
I'm being told there's an emergency Kiefer Madness we have to hit before noon today.
We have to, because I don't want any other place in the world to have this story before we do.
Okay.
All I'll give you is this. We, for some reason, have mentioned the city of Rochester, New York, way too many times this week.
That's really more of a you thing.
It is a me thing.
I don't think it's a we for some reason. It's you brought
it up.
I was there
at the Toy Hall of Fame 1 week ago. We also know the Woo Sox are in the middle of a 6-game series in Rochester.
Yeah, we've talked.
And then this
some would say too much about that. Yes.
From the clouds,
yeah.
This story jumps in.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're going to want to stick around for that.
So, emergency madness at 11:45. Can't even wait until 12:45.
No,
and then at 12:45, we have the week in review. So, a busy, busy, always jam-packed Friday here on Jones and Keefe. Again, your phone number 617-779-7937. You can interact Twitter and Instagram. That's where you yell at Keefe and his lists.
Yeah.
At Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat there. And watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Another reminder, you can stream EEI anytime on the Odyssey app as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't send down Marcelo Meyer. Last night is an indication why. You got to ride out the low points to me, unless it looks as bad as Christian Campbell. You said this the other day.
And it doesn't.
It doesn't. He's good in the field. He's been decent on the bases. And that's not to say there haven't been any mistakes. That Cincinnati game was brutal for him specifically and the whole team. Otherwise, they'd be sitting here on, what, a 9 or 10-game win streak? 10-game win streak, I guess, without that game. So it's not all perfect, but he's not struggling night in and night out in every single capacity like Campbell was, and he doesn't look as lost at the plate. He needs to be here, and I'm not saying you don't make any trades, but I am starting to talk myself out of trading Jarren Duran, Keith, because, and I was never itching to do it, but I had said, well, you get Joe Ryan for him, you get Logan Gilbert for him, you get Edward Cabrera for him, you get a real arm for Duran, and I'll listen. I'm starting to talk myself out of that because
funny,
of how good they're going.
I know. There is a little bit of that. And, you know, because what happened when after they traded Devers, and that's different, right? It's apples to oranges as far as how those guys are viewed in the clubhouse. But they traded Devers at a high point, and then it was kind of rocky there for a little bit, and they've dug themselves out of it. Now they're back to everything going well. And if Duran was performing the way he was last year, it wouldn't even be a discussion. But he's not.
Nope.
You know, but you also know he has that capability. Like, you know, he has that in him. Like, it, even over the last couple of weeks, there's been those times where he has had a classic Jaren Duran type of play, right, where he hits into the outfield, gets an extra base, scores a run maybe that other guys wouldn't have scored.
That one against Colorado, and it's the Rockies, they're horrible.
But whatever.
But that one where he just hits it up the middle, and that maybe shouldn't even have been a single.
Right.
And next thing you know, he's on third.
It's insane.
It is.
So, like, you see that, and you're like, if he's not at the top of your lineup, then who is, and where does that go? It seems like the team is obviously gelling very well, like maybe the best that they have in a long time. And, yeah, there's something about hoping that he regains his form. I was thinking, it's funny, the same thing last night, especially with Bregman coming back today. And if you can go Duran, Anthony, Bregman, you're like, that's pretty good.
That's really good.
So if you trade Duran and you get Joe Ryan, also great, like to have Joe Ryan in the mix. But now who's hitting leadoff? Who can provide some of that same spark that Jaren Duran is capable of? And you know the fans love him. Right, and I'm not saying that's the reason to or not to trade somebody.
I don't know if you heard the Omega this morning, but that's one fan.
I did not.
Definitely loving Jaren Duran.
Oh, pro Jaren Duran.
Well, his celebration specifically.
Yeah. I heard Greg mention that.
Yeah.
So for
must have been someone's anniversary. That's what it must have been. Yeah.
Here's just a note for Nesson. Next time Jaren Duran has the celebration, you might want to blur it.
Yeah.
It was very aggressive.
Yeah. Jaren Duran, a related story.
You have to blur the whole dugout.
The whole dugout's going nuts in there.
In a related story, this just hot off the presses, Jaren Duran on the IL neck injury is what it is. What I just
you know what happened
here.
To Michael Douglas?
I just got the email, yeah.
Michael Douglas got cancer because of that.
That's not what you want, yeah. So
I mean, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
You got to be careful there, Jaren, yeah.
But Jaren needs to be careful. The whole team needs to be careful, right? At some point, they're going to say, listen, guys, these games are televised.
Yeah.
And there are kids in the stands.
Yeah.
Let's get it together. We let you kill Wally the Green Monster. We let you guys do that. This has gone too far.
It's gone too far. You pushed the envelope too far.
But there is something about, all right, you're rolling right now. Fans really want Jaren Duran to stick around. And in 2 weeks from now, let's say they're still winning at a pretty high clip and they are in the playoff team. They are one of the three wild cards. And they trade Jaren Duran. I think it's going to be tough to swallow for not only the fans, I think for the team too.
Yeah, here's what I'm starting to worry about. I know Greg doesn't want to go here. Greg doesn't like the vibes discussion. I think this whole season's about vibes.
Vibes are high.
And they were crap with Devers, not just this year, but for a couple of years. Crap vibes. And so, all right, you got the bad vibes out, and now the vibes are good. Coincidence? I think not.
Yeah.
And so I'm okay to go there. I like reading body language. I like reading the vibes. I like all that stuff. I think it's real. It's a cliche. It's an intangible. Like, it's hard to quantify. But I think you know it when you see it. And it's high with this team right now. And I think Duran is right at the heart of that. So I'd be careful messing with it. And it doesn't mean they trade Jaren Duran for Joe Ryan. I kick and scream and cry about it. I think that would be a good trade.
Is there another Joe Ryan trade, though, that doesn't involve Jaren Duran?
Maybe.
Is it Willie or Abreu? Who, again, I think guys like him, too. I'm not saying, like, oh, like you can't trade the most popular guy. But
I'm leaning towards trade prospects. I'm not.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like, is there a deal there?
I don't want to trade people off the big club, I don't think, right now. And again, I'm not saying there's no deal I would do. And the right deal, I'll trade anybody. But trying to figure out the best way to build this team for the stretch run. Trade from your farm system.
Yeah.
Why you wake up today in a playoff spot. You're still second in baseball. I'm sorry, in the American League in runs scored. You're moving up in run differential every single night, which is predictive of more future success. Okay? You're the hottest team in baseball.
How's a pistol?
They've won. How many games in a row? I keep forgetting
what's the
win streak.
What's it at?
Is up
seven
to. Oh, thank
oh,
you. Seven
man.
In a row
they
is what they've won.
Yeah,
hottest
yeah.
team in baseball.
Yeah, right.
So you shouldn't be adding or subtracting from your big club. Add from the farm. And the more I think about it, that really is what they should do. They should add unquestionably. There's no reason not to add. But why are we even toying around with trading the Jaren Durans, Willie Abreus of the world?
I think it's because
forget Chapman's name. Like, get that name out of your mouth. Trade from the farm system. That's now where I'm at.
Yeah, but I wonder if it is about you have more everyday players than you have spots. Is there any of that? Kind of breaking that up a little bit, because Roman Anthony has to play every day, whether it's in right, left, or DH. Jaren Duran has to play every day, whether it's center or left. Willie Abreu and Yoshida, I don't think have to play every day.
Well, definitely not Yoshida.
But the problem is those guys are both lefties, and you might want to sit them against lefties. So it's like, when do they play? Oh, and Rafaela plays every day. So it's really now down to Willie Abreu, and that's why I wonder, if there's a trade, because I don't think there's a trade partner for Yoshida, but if there's a trade partner for Willy or Abreu, maybe just to break up some of that logjam, like, because it's different than, you know, other sports where you have guys changing their roles. Like in this one, I know Breslow mentioned it the other day on the morning show. He's like, well, Cora can find places to use guys. That's tough. You're getting one pinch hit at bat in the eighth inning. It's like, it's not really a full game played.
The thing you do protect against is at some point
someone's getting hurt.
Well, that also, it's, we talked about this with the pitchers the other day. They shouldn't look at Giolito and Bayo and expect this is what they are. You should say, these are guys who belong in a big league rotation. I believe they both turned a corner. I'd count on them to some degree. But I wouldn't count on them to keep doing what they're doing. That would be stupid. And I would say the same thing with Rafaela. I would say the same thing even with Anthony and Abreu and guys like that. Like, at some point, they probably are going to cool off. And so having more bodies and Romy Gonzalez, I don't think, is going to keep hitting 400. So at some point, don't just look at those guys as they're automatic. Ref Snyder's on the list, too. Those guys don't need to play every single day.
Against lefties, they do.
Well,
Romy has to play against
every lefty.
I'm with
you on that. Against, yeah. And they don't have a lot of right-handed bats, so those guys can get in there. But at some point, someone's going to go into a funk.
Yeah.
Someone's going to be cold. Someone's going to get hurt. There's no reason to subtract when you have a deep farm system.
Well, let's circle back to this. How about this on the text line?
Your real need is some pitching, which I think is acquirable.
I know we were both no yesterday. But after rethinking maybe Jaron Duran a little bit, what about Christian Campbell for Joe Ryan?
I don't think I would trade Campbell. In fact, I would still trade Duran in a big trade like that before Campbell. I know that's inconsistent with going for it this year, but I am not Andy Hart throwing in the towel and giving up on Christian. You saw
the home run last night?
Yeah, he smoked one.
I'm not giving up on him.
Yeah, but Joe Ryan's not a rental.
Nope.
So I'd be a little bit more open-minded on that. Joe Ryan's nasty. And you traded Kyle Teal for Garrett Crochet. Could you trade Christian Campbell for Joe Ryan and still have Duran, Meyer, Anthony?
It'd be better for this year's team, but I do think
long term that could bite you.
That to me would be too short sighted.
I got you.
Like you have to weigh some of that long term.
All right. Password? Trading the password?
There you go.
Yeah.
Someone like that. I'm trading the password.
Josh Stinkson.
I've confused myself.
Yeah.
Is what it is. Okay. You can discuss 617-779-7937. Is there any debate they should add? I don't even think that's worth asking anymore. The question is, what are you comfortable with giving up? How in should they be at the trade deadline? And how much stock are you putting in a win like last night? That wasn't the Rockies. That wasn't the Nationals. It's not even the Cincinnati Reds, some bumbling National League team. It's a team you're chasing in the standings, and you had to come from behind. You didn't just put up 10 runs and it was easy. You had to, late in the game, execute and come back, maybe is the better phrasing there, Nick. And so they did, and I give them a lot of credit for it. We'll see if they keep rolling this weekend with Alex Bregman about to return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.